I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rubble, chaos, and fear. Those are three words that describe Iran today. On Sunday, a magnitude 7.3 earthquake struck the border between Iran and Iraq and leveled the towns there. By Tuesday, it was clear that there would be no more survivors pulled from the ruins. Heart for Iran's Nazanin Baghestani says they're helping people deal with their loss and grief. She supervises a counseling call center and says their staff has been inundated with people who are just trying to process their trauma.
You know, people are looking for God. They're asking questions. They want to know, where is God in their situation? So that gives us an opportunity to talk to them as they call us and we pray for them. It's an opportunity for them to receive Christ.
So let's pray strength and wisdom for the team, especially as they're walking alongside these survivors in the next few days. And last month, Deaf Bible Society hosted a one-of-a-kind conference for deaf millennial Christians. The conference was called Together, Inspiring Our Generation, and it took place in Arlington, Texas. Jason Sewer with Deaf Bible says the Together conference was uniquely deaf-centric. They had worship in American Sign Language, ASL poetry, presentations, and breakout groups.
There's a lot of communication that was occurring, and that really caused me to look back and say, wow, this group is hungry for that connection, for the understanding and a deeper level of understanding of what the scriptures mean and where is God in our community. Where can I find God in our language?
As they plan for the next conference, would you pray for spiritual encouragement for the young deaf believers? And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanka Padiety. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.